Well, good morning. It's lovely to see you here with us this morning in Valley Baptist Church for our carol service, our junior carol service. I was wondering how long it was going to take before all the boys and girls, they just seemed to keep coming there, and I was waiting just for a gap. So it's lovely to see you all. Are you all excited to be here? Are you all excited to be here? Brilliant. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to sing our opening carol just now, and the words will be on the screen. Now, please remain seated as we sing, but we do want you to sing and to praise the Lord. And the words will be on now. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Now, please remain seated and we'll sing after the music. Let's just still our hearts as we commit our time to the Lord in prayer. And then immediately after we open in prayer, I'm going to ask our brother Wesley, our church secretary, if he'll come and bring the necessary announcements to us. So let's all still our hearts just now. Our Heavenly Father, we do come into your holy presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who we come to celebrate, the one who we come to praise, the one who we worship and adore. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this special time, even when we can draw aside this Lord's Day morning, at this time of the year, at this season, when we reflect upon the fact that the Savior came to this world and he took upon himself humanity so that he would go to a cross, and there upon that cross that he would suffer and bleed and die for guilty sinners. Father, we are blessed indeed to know that there is a Savior and his name is Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come in his name, and we pray this morning for your blessing upon us as we gather together. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to meet. Father, we think As we look forward to the boys and girls taking part this morning, we pray for them. And Lord, we ask that you will bless them as they seek to sing and as they read your word. Oh God, we pray, Lord, that they would know your help and your blessing. We thank you for each one of them. We thank you, Lord, for their teachers and the Sunday school team. Father, we pray for them as well. We thank you for the work that they have put into this program. And we just ask, oh God, that it would be blessed of you this morning, that you would be in the middle of it all, and Lord, that you would be exalted. And then, Father, in a little while, as we come, Lord, to spend just a short time sharing from your word, we pray, our God, that you would undertake there, that we would know your help and your blessing. I need your help every single day, and every time I stand up to speak, Lord, I know I need you. And I pray, Father, that you would be our help today, and that we would know your presence and your blessing with us. We thank you for each one who's here. We thank you for each home that's represented. Lord, we're conscious of some who are unable to be with us, some who would love to be here this morning and they're shut in, others who are perhaps unwell just at this time. And Father, we just pray that you would draw near to them and that they would know your presence and your blessing. But Father, as we come together and as we listen and we hear the boys and girls taking part, and Father, what a blessing that will be to our hearts. But yet, Lord, help us all to be mindful and to remember the reason why we're here is because we want to exalt and glorify the Son of God. We want to lift up His name. And Father, we want to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our purpose. And Father, we just pray that you would bless us and undertake for us in all of that, that we would know your hand upon us today. So bless each of us, have your hand to be over us as we gather together. And we pray that we would bring glory and honor to thee. We ask all of these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, this is what I've been looking forward to. Really looking forward to. I've heard you practicing, so I know how good you are. But all of these people out here, they haven't heard you practicing. So they're really looking forward to how good you are. So I'm going to ask the choir to come up now and to take your places up at the front. And their program will commence with two scripture readings. And then after that, the choir are going to sing.
Luke chapter 2 verse 8, and they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Luke 2 verse 15 and 16, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Holy night, holy night, holy chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Celebration, joy, Jesus.
bells ringing, angels are singing, joy, Jesus. For every nation, this is salvation, joy, Jesus.
Wasn't that just fantastic? Wasn't that brilliant? You did so well. That was brilliant. Now, I'm going to ask the senior choir, to come and sit down, but I want the junior choir to stay up. But can we give everybody a round of applause before we do that? Fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I went down there to sit and to watch it, because that was just fantastic. The only thing about it being over now is that you're going to have to listen to me in a minute or two, and that's not just going to be as exciting as watching the boys and girls. Before we do that, we're going to sing another carol ourselves, and again, the words will be on the screen behind me, and it's O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyfully Triumphant. Please remain seated, but again, let's praise the Lord together. thank you again for singing out so well this morning. And boys and girls, thank you again for taking part so well. The only downside of that is I really have something to try and live up to today, because yous were brilliant, and I don't know how I'm going to manage up to that. Now, who's excited about Christmas? There's nobody sitting behind the boys and girls excited about. Well, there's one or two, and there's two hands up over there. You know, I absolutely love Christmas. Absolutely love it. It's so exciting. Do you know how excited I am about Christmas? Now, don't be telling the old people. Okay, don't be telling the old people. I'm wearing my Christmas socks today. Okay, do you want to see? Look, look. There's an elf on that one. And there's a, look, I'm wearing my Christmas socks. Now, that's how excited I get about Christmas. Now, I'm not the only person here wearing the Christmas socks. I'm not going to embarrass Matthew, but he's got his on too. But anyway, now, don't be telling the old people that I'm wearing my Christmas socks today. And really, please, don't tell Jeanette. Don't tell my wife. Because she'll just say they don't go with the rest of your, what you're wearing. And I don't want her to know. She'll not. Oh, she's over there. Anyway, boys and girls, I want to talk to you just for a minute or two about something. Just for a few minutes. Anybody tell me what this is? Yes? A wreath. Yes, this is a Christmas wreath. Okay? And at this time of the year, people take out their Christmas wreaths. They take out all their Christmas decorations, don't they? And they take out all their decorations and they put them up. This is one that we have in our house, but it's an indoor wreath. This is for inside your house, okay? But there are lots of different wreaths. And I want to talk to you about Christmas wreaths. Different types of Christmas wreaths. But before we do that, I want to read just a couple of verses from the Bible, okay? Tells us in Luke chapter 2 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." And it's that little phrase in verse 10 and verse 11 that I want us to really just hold on in our minds while we're talking about the wreaths. This idea that it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." So I've told you I want to talk to you about wreaths, okay? And you've had a look and you've seen that wreath there, okay? And that's an indoor wreath. It's a very traditional Christmas decoration. People put them up and have been putting them up for years along with lots of other things. And there's lots of different types of wreaths. Now, I want to try and tell you the Christmas story. The story of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ using different types of wreaths. So I've got some in my bag here. Just in case anybody thought this was their Christmas present. It's not. This is what I'm using here today. So the first thing I want to talk to you about now, I'm going to bring out my first wreath, and I hope it hangs up here. Let's see where it is now. Hope this is the right one. Oh, it is. So this is a golden wreath. And look. Right. Okay. And it's got lights on it. And it flashes as well. Now, it's quite nice, that one. It's a golden wreath. There's lots of gold Christmas decorations. Every year, the style sort of changes with Christmas decorations. I remember whenever I was your age, that used to put up things on the ceiling and all sorts of different things for Christmas decorations. And then it got very, very different and the change, the colours changed. Sometimes it's gold and sometimes it's white and sometimes it's red and sometimes it's a combination of all of those things that people look for in their decorations. Well, this is a golden wreath. Okay? Sometimes there's golden tinsel, and there's gold, there's all sorts of golden Christmas baubles that go in your Christmas tree and all of those things. But this wreath is mainly gold in color. Well, what does gold have to do with Christmas? What does gold have to do with Christmas? Anybody tell me? That is exactly right. That's the first thing. Well done. Gold was one of the gifts that was brought to the Lord Jesus by the wise men when they came. They brought three gifts, if you remember. They brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. But whenever I think about this, and I think about the fact that this is a golden wreath, and they brought this gift of gold, well, what was gold? What did gold represent? Gold represents a king. It's a gift for a king. And it was something that was very important. These wise men had heard the prophecies. They had heard the stories from long ago about a promise that there would be a Messiah or a king who would come to be the Savior. So whenever they came then and they brought their gifts, the first thing that they brought him was gold. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. And by bringing the gold, they were recognizing that he was the long-promised Messiah. Whenever they first came to the land, remember they followed the star and they came to the land. And when they came to the land, they went to Herod, who was the king of the Jews, they went to Herod, who was ruling in the land, and they said, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" They were looking for the king. And they said, "We have come to worship him." They were looking for the king of the Jews. So the gold reminds us that he's a king. But you know what else gold reminds me of? Anybody have any ideas what else gold might remind you of? Mariah. A crown is close. It's very close. It reminds me of heaven. Okay? Because when the Bible talks about heaven, it talks about the street of gold. It talks about the gold that's there. So whenever we think about Christmas, well, what does heaven have to do with Christmas? What does heaven have to do with Christmas? Well, the reason is this. The Lord Jesus Christ, before he came to this earth to be the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ was in heaven. He was there. That's where he came from. And the Bible tells us about heaven. The Bible tells us that there's no night in heaven. I'm sure sometimes you think to yourselves, "I wish it wasn't night because I could keep playing. And my mummy or my daddy wouldn't be coming and saying to me, 'You need to go to bed now because it's night time.'" Sometimes in our house at Faislick, there's no night there because it's trying to get people to go to bed. But heaven is a place where there's no night. Heaven's a place that's always bright. There's no sadness in heaven. There's no crying in heaven. There's no fighting in heaven. There's no dying in heaven. The pavement's made of gold in heaven. That's what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us about heaven that there's a crystal river that flows from God's throne in heaven. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. Do you know what it tells us about heaven as well? It tells us in heaven that all the angels praise God. You've been singing, and we've been singing today about the angels. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. The angels in heaven sang praise to God and sang praise in God. Praise to God in heaven. The gold reminds me of his home before he came. This is where he came from. But you know, this is where he is now. Because after he went to the cross and he rose again, he went back to heaven. So it's where he came from, and it's where he's gone to. And he's in heaven now, and the Bible says he's there because he's preparing a place for those who trust him. Heaven is the eternal, the everlasting, the never-ending home for the Christian. And that's what the gold reminds me of. It's the place that he came from. But I have a second wreath in here that I want to talk about now. This one's a wee bit different, if I can find it. Oh, I can smell it already. Oh. I'm hoping that there's others there. It's not very nice. Not very nice compared to that one. Sure it's not. It is. It's made of straw. That's exactly what it is. Do you want to smell it? It smells awful. Do you want to smell it, Charlie? Oh. Do you want to smell it? Oh. Sure it's not nice, Jude? I'm not going around you all now. All right? I'm only going back four rows. I'm not going back to any of those older people behind. One more at the back here. Doesn't it smell awful? Oh, it's not very nice at all. Anyway, that's a wreath that's been made of straw. Now, when you put it up there beside that gold wreath, it doesn't look like very much. Sure, it doesn't. It doesn't look great compared to that gold wreath with the lights and all on it and all the sparkles. But what does the straw remind me of? If the gold reminds us of the place that it came from.
A gold?
What? Yes, it reminds us of the place that he came to. Okay? It reminds us where he came to. Yes, Jude?
Gold up there?
We'll get there in a wee minute or two. You're getting ahead of the story a wee bit there, but that was good. Good boy. Well done. This reminds us of the place that he came to. He came from heaven to earth. Do you remember that he was born in a stable in Bethlehem? His mother Mary and Joseph, as they were traveling, they had to travel to Bethlehem. And when they got to Bethlehem, it was there because there was what was called a census. They still do a census today every 10 years. And they count how many people there are living in the land. Well, they were doing a census then. And they were counting everybody. So Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. And they were going there to be counted or to be registered. And when they got to Bethlehem, it was really, really busy. Because there were so many people there. And Mary was expecting a baby. And they got to Bethlehem and it was so busy and there was nowhere for them to stay. Nowhere for them to stay. Can you imagine that? There was no room for them. And eventually, somebody allowed them to use a stable. Now imagine a stable. Not really very clean, I'm sure. Everything nowadays, normally speaking, when babies are being born, it's all very clean and hygienic. And new babies are born and there's lovely clean blankets and all sorts of things. But the stable where Jesus was born wouldn't have been very clean. It was just a place where animals were kept. Maybe there was animals in the stable. Maybe there were donkeys there. Maybe there were goats there. Maybe there were sheep there. Who knows what was there. But there wouldn't have been all of the things that would normally have been there when a baby was born. Maybe just a wee lamp to light the room, a wee oil lamp. No windows, no beds. And there was just a manger to put the baby in. And the manger was the place where they fed the animals. You think about the Lord Jesus who left heaven, a wonderful place. And he came to this earth and he was born in a stable. And that was all that there was that night for the Lord Jesus. Just a stable in Bethlehem. What a contrast, what a difference there is between heaven and the stable. Does that not tell us how much he loves us? That he would leave and come in such a humble way to such a humble place in order to be the Savior of the world. You see the gold wreath that speaks about where he came from. And we see the straw wreath, that speaks about where he came to. But I have another one here. What do we see what I have here now? Yep, I have to get these in the right order. I'm not going to ask anybody to touch this one, because I don't want anybody getting hurt. Okay, so what do we have now? What's that one? A jaggy one is absolutely right. It jagged me a wee minute ago. This one here is holly and it's got berries. It's very spiky. It's holly and it's got berries. And if this speaks about where he came from, and this speaks about where he came to, then this tells me what he came to do. The reason why he came. Does it spiky all the time? Well, don't be touching it then. Don't be going near it, Charlie. Do you know the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, it says this. It says, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ left heaven, came to this earth, was born as a little baby, and he had a purpose for coming. He had a reason for coming to this earth. It was to be the Savior. And whenever I look at this wreath, it reminds me of that. And there's two reasons why. Because first of all, there's the holly, or the jaggy bit. The bit that is spiky. And it reminds me in a little way about the thorns that were pressed down upon the head of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Calvary. Jude mentioned it to us earlier about the crown of thorns. When the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross and the people took the Lord Jesus and they were crucifying him. And they were calling him the King of the Jews, remember? And they made a crown of thorns and they pressed it down upon the head of the Lord Jesus. But the thing about it was, while they were mocking him, he is a king. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. He's the one who left heaven, came to this earth to go to the cross to save us. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did. He came to this earth to be the Savior of sinners. And he's the only one who can do that. He's the only one who can be our Savior. But you know, there's another thing about this wreath as well, because you can see the wee berries on it. And they're red, really red. And that reminds me of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood that was shed at Calvary for sinners. His blood that was shed to purchase our salvation. That's what the Bible tells us. We see where he came from. And we see where he came to. And we see why he came. But there's one more. And I told you it wouldn't be very long this morning. And here's the last one. And this one lights up as well. A comfy one. It's lovely and soft. We've had a jaggy one and a comfy one. So there we are. But what colour's this one?
White.
Well done. It's a white wreath.
And it's really white.
It's really, really white, Charlie. So the place he came from, the place he came to, the reason why he came, and the work that he came to do. And this is what he came to do. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, it says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Do you know when it comes to this time of year, people get really, really excited about the fact that there might be snow. Some people get excited about it. Other people don't look forward to it. But boys and girls, do you hope it snows for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about all you people back there? Who wants it to snow for Christmas? There's only a few. Most people are saying no. Most people back there, they don't want the snow for Christmas. But we all love a bit of snow sometimes, just to maybe throw it at somebody, if you can get them in the right way. But anyway, setting that aside, people get excited about the thought of a white Christmas. And this wreath, a white wreath, it really is to represent snow. Because at this time of the year, we have snow. And that's what it's all about. But you know, whenever I think about snow, and I've quoted that verse in the Bible already, in Isaiah chapter 1, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. It reminds me of what the Lord Jesus Christ came to do. He came and he went to the cross. But he went to the cross for a reason. His reason was so that sin would be dealt with. The reason was so that men and women and boys and girls would put their trust, they would confess their sin, they would accept that they're a sinner and their sin separates them from God, and they would come and put their trust in Jesus Christ and their sins would be washed away and they'd be forgiven of their sins. Do you know, the Bible uses a really, really big word to talk about this. And maybe whenever you're reading your Bible when you're younger, and sometimes there's big words and you don't understand them. And the word is the word justified, but I'm going to tell you what that word means. It's very simple. It really means that if we trust in Christ and what he did for us, it will be as though we had never sinned. Just as if we had never sinned. Our sin is gone. It's dealt with. Jesus has paid the price for it. And he has made us to be ready for heaven. Boys and girls, it's a big thing to be ready for heaven. It's a big thing to have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. It's the most important thing that you can do in your life, is to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be ready for heaven. Do you know, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ means that we can be 100% forgiven. Absolutely forgiven. An absolute dead cert guarantee that we'll be forgiven. Isn't that good news? Isn't it good news to know that our sin can be dealt with and we can be made ready for heaven? And you know, if you want to take this in a full circle, this is where Jesus came from. This is where he came to. This is what he came to do. And I knew that was going to happen. And this is what he can do for us. And if he does that for us, if you have trusted in him, this is where you will go. Because the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, and he went to heaven to prepare a place for us. And our sin has been dealt with at Calvary. Now, boys and girls, you have listened up so well, and we're going to sing another hymn, another carol just now. The words will be on the screen. And while, please remain seated, and while you are all singing, I'm going to be clearing this all up. Okay?
Thank you.
Our Father in heaven, we do indeed thank you for all your goodness to us. We thank you at this time of year for sending your Son to be our Savior. We thank you for the reason why he came, so that sin could be dealt with. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the place that he has gone to prepare for those who have trusted in him. And we pray, Lord, that each one who was gathered this morning, who have heard the truth of the gospel, Lord, that they would realize their need to be ready to go, ready to meet with the Savior. So, Father, we just pray now that you will bless us as we've come to the end of this part of our coming together. Lord, undertake for each one. We thank you for the boys and girls. We thank you for everything that they have done this morning and for how well they did. And we just pray, Lord, that you will bless each one of them. Undertake for them, we ask. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.